This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel said Wednesday it now controls a section of land that will allow it to put further pressure on Hamas militants. AP correspondent Joseph Fetterman has more.
The Israeli military says it has seized control of a strategic corridor running along Gaza's border with Egypt. This is known as the Philadelphia Corridor. It runs the entire length of the border. That's about 14 kilometers or 8 miles in length. It's important because Hamas, for years, has smuggled weapons through underground tunnels from Egypt into Gaza.
That was AP correspondent Joseph Fetterman. The capture of the Philadelphia Corridor could complicate relations with Egypt, which has warned against an increase of Israeli troops in the area would violate the country's 1979 peace accord. The move comes as Israel has deepened its incursion into the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Israel's national security advisor said Wednesday the war in Gaza was likely to last through the end of the year. The jury in former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial will begin a second day of deliberations Thursday in the history-making case. Here's AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The second day of jury deliberations in Donald Trump's hush money trial will start with a refresher on jury instructions the judge gave yesterday and getting a readback of testimony from two key witnesses. That's what the panel of seven men and five women deciding Trump's fate requested yesterday. So they will rehear testimony from former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker about the 2015 Trump Tower meeting where he agreed to identify negative stories for Trump, a phone call he says he had with Trump about the Karen McDougal deal, and his decision not to sell the rights to her story to Trump. The jury also asked to hear Michael Cohen's testimony about the same meeting. Trump denies all wrongdoing. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
You can find more on this on our website, voanews.com. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito is rejecting calls to step aside from cases before the court involving former President Trump, as well as defendants in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol after revelations of controversial flags that flew above his homes. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In letters to lawmakers, Alito says his wife was responsible for flying an upside-down flag at their home 3 years ago and an Appeal to Heaven flag at their New Jersey beach house last year. Both flags were carried by rioters during the 2021 Capitol attack. The Supreme Court is considering two major cases related to the riot, and Alito says neither flag incident merits stepping aside from them. In nearly identical letters to House and Senate Democrats, Alito writes he was unaware the upside-down flag was flying at his house until it was brought to his attention. He says he asked his wife to take it down, and she refused for several days. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran has opened a 5-day registration period for candidates wanting to run in next month's presidential election. The winner will replace the late Ibrahim Raisi, who died in a helicopter crash on May 19th, along with Iran's foreign minister and six other people. According to Iran's electoral law, all candidates must be between the ages of 40 and 75 and have at least a master's degree. All candidates must ultimately be approved by Iran's 12-member Guardian Council, a panel of clerics and jurists ultimately overseen by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. An international law enforcement team has arrested a Chinese national and disrupted a major botnet operation he ran for nearly a decade, earning him $99 million. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has details.
Officials say that Yang Chi Wang sold access to the 19 million Windows computers he hijacked worldwide, more than 613,000 in the United States, to criminals who used that access to commit a staggering array of crimes that victimized children, threatened people's safety, and defrauded financial institutions and federal lending programs. The U.S. Department of Justice quoted FBI Director Christopher Wray as saying that the botnet with a network of malware-infected computers in nearly 200 countries was likely the world's largest. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine podcast goes beyond the headlines to look at the most recent developments from the front lines of the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as human stories from those affected by the conflict. Our hosts speak with experts from around the world to provide you with in-depth analysis and context. I'm Richard Green for VOA.